You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Nevi'im. The Nevi'im, or prophets, is the second section of the Tanakh and covers the time period from the death of Moshe Rabbeinu through the Babylonian exile, and contains 19 books. The Nevi'im covers the time from the Hebrews entering Eretz Israel, the conquest of Jericho, conquest of Eretz Israel and the division among the tribes, the judicial system, the era of Saul and David, Solomon's wisdom and the construction of the first temple, the kings of Eretz Israel, prophecy, messianic prophecies, and the Babylonian exile. The book of Joshua, or Sefer Yehoshua, was written by Joshua with the last few verses written by Phinehas. This book relates the accounts of Joshua leading the children of Israel across the river Jordan into Eretz Israel after the death of Moses. Joshua's wars and the land that he conquered are told in the book. The division of the land among the tribes and Joshua's death end the book. The book of Judges, or Sefer Shoftim, was written by Samuel. The book begins with the continuing conquest of Canaan. The remainder of the book deals with the era of the judges, which includes the cycle of idolatry, chastisement of the children of Israel by Hashem, and the eventual redemption of the children of Israel. The book of Samuel, or Sefer Shmuel, was written by Samuel, with some passages written by Gad and Nathan. The book begins with Hannah's barrenness and her prayer for a child, and the gift of her pregnancy and the birth of Samuel. The book contains the story of the Philistine capture of the Aron HaKodesh and its eventual return. Samuel acts as a judge in this book, and his anointment for Saul as king. The remainder of the book deals with the life and death of Saul and the life, kingship, and conquest of David. The book of Kings, or Sefer Melachim, was written by Jeremiah. The book deals with the last days of David and the rise of Solomon to kingship. The book goes on to describe the splitting of the kingdom into two separate kingdoms and the rulers of those kingdoms. The stories of Elijah and Elisha's prophetic journeys make up the middle part of the book. The rest of the book retells the stories of the kings of the two kingdoms and the eventual conquering of Jerusalem, the destruction of the temple, and the exile of the children of Israel. The book of Isaiah, or Sefer Yeshayahu, was written by the school of King Hezekiah. The book begins with the call of Isaiah to become a prophet to rebellious people and the attack by Assyria. The remainder of the book deals with prophecies regarding the end times, when the nations will be destroyed and the children of Israel will no longer be exiled. The book of Jeremiah, or Sefer Yirmiyahu, was written by Jeremiah and the men of the Great Assembly. The book begins with Jeremiah's call to prophecy. The remainder of the book tells of his prophecies as regarding the end times, idolatry, and the Babylonian exile. The book of Ezekiel, or Sefer Yechezkel, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The book begins with Ezekiel's vision and his prophetic mission. The remainder of the book retells his prophecies regarding the end times. The book of Hosea, or Sefer Hosea, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The book consists of the prophecies regarding idolatry and the plea for the repentance of Ephraim. The book of Joel, or Sefer Yoel, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The book of Joel includes the prophecies of warnings to the children of Israel, as well as the ultimate peace and redemption during the end times. The book of Amos, or Sefer Amos, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. This book deals with the prophecies and warnings about sin, as well as the bountiful future time. The book of Obadiah, Sefer Ovadiah, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The book includes the prophecy against Edom and the ultimate return from the exile of the children of Israel. The book of Jonah, Sefer Yonah, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. This book deals with the story and prophecy of Jonah. The Book of Micah, or Sefer Micha, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. Micah tells of the prophecies regarding sin and corruption, as well as the ultimate redemption at the end times. The Book of Nahum, Sefer Nahum, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The book includes the story of Hashem's vengeance towards Nineveh. The Book of Habakkuk, Sefer Habakkuk, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. This book deals with the invasion of Nebuchadnezzar and Habakkuk's plea with God to save the children of Israel. The Book of Zephaniah, or Sefer Zephaniah, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. This book calls for the repentance of everyone and the ultimate salvation of the children of Israel. The Book of Haggai, or Sefer Haggai, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. Haggai includes the story of the rebuilding of the temple as afforded to the children of Israel by the Persian king Cyrus. The Book of Zechariah, or Sefer Zechariah, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. This book tells of Zechariah's messianic visions. The Book of Malachi, Sefer Malachi, was written by the men of the Great Assembly. The Book of Malachi tells of the disobedience of the children of Israel and their ultimate redemption. Thank you for listening to Nevi'im. Shalom.